This is KUT. Texas just got out of its longest cold spell in 6 years. Starting Sunday, parts of the state dipped below freezing and stayed there for around 3 days. Ice caused accidents, snow brought delight, but as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, one noticeable outcome was actually something that did not happen.
Victor Murphy is the Climate Service Program Manager for the National Weather Service in Fort Worth, so he's a good resource when it comes to freezes like this.
The last time, there was an event similar to this was back in February 2nd through 4th of 2011.
And like a lot of Texans, he remembers what happened that cold February.
If you recall it, during that event, the state electrical grid couldn't handle the demand. And, the state suffered rolling blackouts.
The state didn't get as cold this time around, but electric demand was actually much higher. In fact, it broke a new winter record, says Leslie Sopko.
I'm going to give you the unofficial official numbers.
She's a spokesperson for the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, the group that manages almost all of the Texas grid.
Based on preliminary operations data, the current record is now 62,885 megawatts. And that record was set between 7 and 8 o'clock Wednesday morning.
But this time, under similar weather conditions and with higher electric demand, there were no blackouts. To figure out why, you've got to remember what caused them the last time. Part of the problem was that equipment and infrastructure at some power plants actually froze, shutting down the plants.
So since then, winter weatherization procedures have been modified. And one of the things that we do is we actually send staff out prior to winter. We send them to spot visit various power plants to make sure that those procedures have been implemented.
Another problem ERCOT encountered in 2011 was that some gas plants didn't have sufficient fuel to make up for those plants that froze and went offline. Sopko says ERCOT now coordinates better with gas pipeline companies about fuel supplies. All simple things that may guard against future grid failure in times of high demand.
The demand goes up with the more people and businesses that are in the state.
But as far as this year goes, the frigid start to the new year doesn't mean we should expect more cold, says Victor Murphy with the National Weather Service.
The overall forecast still for the rest of winter is to have increased chances for above normal temperatures.
He says year by year, things are actually trending warmer. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.